BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Syrians are rejoicing into the night on what exuberant crowds are calling a Friday of victory, days after the fall from power of the Assad family. A square in the heart of Damascus has been crowded, with cars sounding their horns and people waving flags and setting off fireworks. Lise Doucette was there to see it.
So many Syrians I spoke to today in the heart of Damascus in the Umayyad Square, which was absolutely packed, said it felt like a dream. They thought, it's unbelievable. I never thought this day would come. The square is still packed. People don't want to move. They just want to be there to savour this moment of history, although they know the road ahead is going to be hard. They know there's the possibility that this may not go the way they wish, but they can't let themselves believe it will be worse than what they have been through.
Turkey's foreign minister says his country will reopen its embassy in Damascus on Saturday for the first time in more than 12 years. Hakan Fidan said that a diplomatic delegation was already on its way to the Syrian capital. Turkey closed its mission in Damascus in 2012, a year after Syria's civil war began. The Brazilian president has posted a message on social media saying he is strong and steady and will soon be ready to return to work after two operations this week for bleeding on the brain. Camila Mota reports from Sao Paulo.
Images shared on Lula's social media accounts show the president walking for the first time. According to the medical team, Lula had his head drain removed, is lucid, oriented, and is now in a semi-intensive care unit. Brazil's president was rushed to a hospital earlier this week to have surgery for a hemorrhage caused by a fall in October. He underwent a follow-up operation on Thursday to reduce the likelihood of new hematomas and is expected to be allowed to leave hospital early next week.
The chief executives of some of the biggest US tech companies have been paying large sums of money into a fund set up to pay for President-elect Donald Trump's upcoming inauguration in January. Here's Lily Jamali.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has donated $1 million to the Trump Inaugural Fund. It's another sign of relations being patched up after the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, met last month with the president-elect, who previously called Facebook anti-Trump. According to reports, Jeff Bezos is also contributing $1 million to the fund through Amazon. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, is giving the same amount. His, though, is a personal donation. Mr. Altman told the BBC that Trump would, in his words, lead our country into the age of AI.
World News from the BBC. France's left-wing parties, who form the largest grouping in Parliament, have reacted coolly to President Macron's new prime minister, his fourth this year. The centrist François Bayrou was appointed on Friday to break a parliamentary deadlock, promising to tackle what he called dire budget deficits and debts. But he'll need the support of some left-wing MPs. King Charles's brother, Prince Andrew, has issued a statement saying he'd ceased all contact with a businessman accused of being a Chinese spy after receiving advice from the British government. He didn't say when such contact had ended, but claimed they had never discussed anything sensitive. Dominic Casciani reports.
For 10 years, Prince Andrew promoted the UK's relationship with China as a trade envoy. From state dinners to business talks, he helped forge closer ties. A judgment from the Special Immigration Appeals Commission has revealed that a Chinese man known only as H6 has been banned from the UK because he's a threat to national security. When the security services searched H6's phone in 2021, they saw evidence that he might be deceiving the prince to gain influence for the Chinese Communist Party.
The governor of the US state of New Jersey has written to President Biden saying he has growing concerns about repeated drone sightings in recent weeks. The FBI has received over 3,000 tips from the public about the flying objects. The crown of thorns, a relic said to have been placed in the head of Jesus Christ at his crucifixion, has returned to Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The woven circle of rushes, encased in a golden tube, was saved from the devastating fire that gutted the church 5 years ago. A week after Notre Dame's grand reopening, it has been placed in a newly designed reliquary, amid organ and choral music and shouts of celebration. BBC News.